This is Sean with Voices of File for Brothers SAE. I'm speaking with Daniel. Daniel came from South Korea to Bloomington to Muncie. That's quite a jump, but you came and became an SAE, and you did it after you served in the military. And you already mentioned how it's helped in a lot of ways, but what are some of your favorite moments, favorite hanging out moments, Patty Murphy, football games, some specific things, and keeping it PG and not having to reference drunk, but more the activities and the fun and the camaraderie? What are some things that kind of stand out that are some of your favorite memories?
I would say I definitely enjoy playing volleyball with my brothers outside when the weather's nice. I feel like that's just one of those moments where it's just stress-free, everybody just kind of enjoying themselves after class, and definitely some moments where you can talk to some guys and get to know them better, and that's definitely something that I'll miss a lot.
Okay. And go on with some social situations or one-on-one favorite moments with brother situations.
Yeah. So I remember so my first 3 years of college, I wasn't really open about myself, I guess, to other brothers as much, because I always felt like there was a conflict of interest. I served as the IFC VP and the president consecutive years, so I just felt like I had to play that role more than, you know, be a brother and a friend. But this last semester, there's a brother named Alec Burton that I became really close with, and it was just, I think it was like a Thursday or a Friday night. It wasn't anything special. We were just having a chat, and he just told me about some situations about his ex-girlfriend, and opened up about his family, which was kind of a triggering point for me to kind of relay my situation as well. And it's kind of vague, but I would say, you know, I grew up in somewhat of a difficult family situation with me not having a father figure while I was growing up. So we were able to really bond over that, and ever since we've been kind of somewhat of a friend that we can rely on, calling each other out on our BSs, trying to support each other and help each other grow. And I think that was the seed moment that bloomed this relationship for sure.
That's awesome. All right, so let's change it up, dry the eyes, and talk about something funny. What's one of the funniest things you've seen have happen in the house?
Okay, I would say we were supposed to host the SAE house was supposed to host the Interfraternity Council executive board interviews at our house, probably like 10 o'clock in the morning, and this was on a Saturday. So the Office of Greek Life, like two grad students from there, and the entire IFC executive board meet at our door, and, you know, we open the door, and I had specifically asked the brothers to clean up the house the night prior to, after you know, whatever shenanigans happened that the night prior to. We opened the door, and there was a brother passed out on the couch without his shirt with, you know, just insane amounts of adult beverages sitting around the vicinity. And, you know, I just had to – I just looked at everybody, you know, and the Office of Greek Life is there. Like, what do I say, right? So we just kind of looked at each other, and I asked, I was like, so, like, you guys want to do this at Fiji or what? Like, I don't think our house is going to work anymore. So we ended up doing it at Fiji, but that was probably, like, one of the most fried moments I've gone through an essay. Like, super awkward. Great memory, though.
Sorry for coughing. That's hilarious. That
Yeah, it
is
was quite a day.
that's hilarious, dude. All right. Well, do you have any other ones you want to share? Or just overall what you want to say?
I don't have any more stories to share, but I would definitely say the chapter as a whole has meant a lot to me. I've learned a lot, and I hope whoever comes after our generation gets the same experience or even better, and just grow into the true gentleman that we are ought to be.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, man. Well, listen, stay on the line. You did a great job, and I'm going to close this one out.
Okay.